Bill, I'd like to ask you about a topic that is very near and dear to your heart, the church bells that we had recently had restored under your care and direction. If you can please give us a history about our precious bells.
These bells have always been dear to my heart, and we were living in Forts, which is about, I guess, 3 miles, and there were times when, I guess when my hearing was better, I could hear the bells when the wind was blowing in that direction and so forth. But anyway, we had several periods here where we electrified the bells in the 70s. And it was, the so-called state of the arts at the time. And as time went by, things wore out and the technology improved. So we had, first of all, we have 3 bells and they total 3,612 pounds, which is almost, it is equivalent to today's luxury automobile in weight. So we have a lot of weight up there. And during the last restoration, I had contact with a few people who knew a little bit more about, and these were outside peoples that were connected with servicing the bells. And they led me to a museum in Albany. This museum is run by a director who is a professor at Rensselaer. He is the professor of anthropology and archaeology. And he invited me to go up there with my wife and see the museum and talk about the history of their industry that produced the 3 bells. So I decided to drive up there, and they very graciously led us into their museum. And the first thing we did was go over to this ledger that was under plexiglass, and they lifted up this plexiglass shield and they told me to see if I could find my church and the specifics of the handwriting relating to the manufacturer of the 3 bells. This was quite an honor. And while I was going through that ledger, I came across one inscription that they made there concerning the Independence Bell, which was fractured and removed and had to be replaced. And of course they made the replacement for this bell, which is known as the Centennial Bell now, and it of course rings. And a few other things that really inspired me to write a book. And I hope that all of you have purchased this book. It was, I did this book for the church. It's not a thick book to read. You read it in about a half hour or so. And it shows you, it gives you the specifics and the history of bell ringing and how it started in the whole world. And the Mount Athos, which is the holiest Orthodox place to us in the world, still uses the ancient semitrons, which is actually not a bell, but it's pieces of wood that are suspended and that are hit with another stick or whatever, and it produces this sound. And that's what they use to gather the people for worship, and it's used to this day. So there's more specifics in this book, which I hope that anyone would read. And it was just a pleasure to put this book together. And the bells continue to ring. As a matter of fact, my wife had just passed away not too long ago, and a lot of the offerings that were given in her memory were for the bells. So it's very close to my heart.
Thank you very much, Phil.